RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. The nationalism inside of Indonesian people need to be strengthened. The House of Representatives approves the 2018 state budget draft. Human Rights National Commission on Women refused discriminative policy. Now the news in details. Intolerant actions that leads to radicalism actions has distracted sense of nationalism in the social life in Indonesia recently. Education of nationalism values is expected to be a solution to deal with intolerance by giving optimal understanding for students as the next generation of the nation. It was said by Muslim scholar Azumardi Azra at the second national dialogue theme Education Strengthening Nationalism at the Indonesian Institute of Sciences in Jakarta on Tuesday. He said to produce generation who love Indonesian national values should firstly be strengthening the comprehensions of tolerance values for teachers.
The cooperation with the Ministry of Education and Culture and Religious Ministry to train teachers about Indonesian nationalism, which must be strengthened. We are not pessimistic about the future of Indonesia. However, we must strengthen the nationalism on various lines in accordance with our position.
Meanwhile, researchers of the Population Research Center of LIPI, Makmuri Soekarno, said building nationalism values through education must be done continuously. He explained the education as the strategic media to internalize the nationalism spirit and tolerant behavior. The plenary sessions of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Tuesday approved the draft state budget of 2018. Several points agreed in the draft include the 2018 development targets covering unemployment, poverty, Human Development Index, and economic growth targets. In his report, Chairman of the Budget Agency of the House of Representatives, Aziz Samsudin, said that the budget agency approved the assumption of unemployment numbers in the range of 5.0 to 5.3%. The poverty rate is at 9.5 to 10%, while the Human Development Index agreed on 71.5%.
Sedangkan target pembangunan di dalam tahun 2018.
Development target in 2018, first about the unemployment agreed at 5.0 to 5.3%. Secondly, the poverty rate on 9.5 to 10%. Gini ratio 0.38 and the Human Development Index at 71.50.
Indeks pembangunan manusia atau dikenal dengan IPM yaitu 71.50.
Furthermore, Chairman of House Budget Agency Aziz Syamsuddin mentioned that in the 2018 state budget draft, the economic growth was agreed at 5.2 to 5.6% with inflation rate of 2.5 to 4.5%. Aziz conveyed the achievement of the open unemployment rate and the poverty rate in 2018 greatly influenced the achievement of economic growth to generate employment opportunities. According to him, new quality job opportunities are needed to reduce the open unemployment rate. In addition, the decline in unemployment is also expected to have implication for reducing the number of poor people within the country. Anti-Violence Against Women of the National Commission has reviewed several discriminative policy that gives bad effect to women and also to the state management and national consensus. Commissioners of the National Commission on Women, Khairoh Ali, stated that criminalization against women through the policy that regulate public issues and prostitution, right of expression, religious limitation, affected on women discrimination's rights. The National Commission on Women boosts Indonesian government to remove 421 discriminative policies on women, where the diverse woman identity has a potency to get effect from the policy of regional bill or the law. The discriminative policy has spread to 33 provinces that makes most women become victims, such as in Poso, Ambon, Aceh, and Kalimantan. In the critical situation, the state is requested to have its own way to prevent discriminations, filtrations, concept of Pancasila ideology, uphold the political identity, as well as avoiding neoliberal economy management.
Di tahun 2010 dan sampai Agustus 2016, Komnas Perempuan mengidentifikasi ada
In 2010 until August 2016, National Commission on Women has identified there are 421 discriminative policies. For 7 years, we have built communication with the central and regional governments about non-discriminative principles. National Commission on Women in realizing discriminative policies that has not been recognized as the democracy past.
Yang belum ditangani secara serius oleh pemerintah pusat dan daerah.
Khairoh Ali said that the commission worried about the issues will continue to the prolonged crisis for the nation if it is not handled seriously, because women has an opportunity as the victims. The commission also recommends short and long-term strategic steps, such as commission involvement in designing Pancasila ideology concept to give suggestions and views to handle discriminative policy. Moreover, Home Affairs Minister is also hoped to establish a special team to review 421 discriminative policies on the regional level and support the government program to strengthen Women Commission's agency as the center of knowledge to build understanding about undiscriminative principles in Indonesia. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The low number of blood donors in Indonesia has come to government's attention. Health Minister Nila Muluk said on Tuesday in Jakarta that the lack of blood donors is caused by the low intake of protein in the daily diet. According to her, such issue can be overcome by increasing the amount of fish consumption. She said that Indonesia is a marine country that has a great fish potential. This, according to her, should be utilized in an effort to increase protein consumption for increasing the number of blood donors in Indonesia. We are pushing the consumption of protein not only from meat but also from fish. 70% of our country is waters, and we are thankful that our sea provides more protein. We even can get protein from freshwater fish. Earlier, Minister of Marine and Fisheries Susi Pujastuti has campaigned the importance of fish consumption for the community. She even threatened to drown the boat of fishermen if they do not consume fishes. She mentions that Indonesia's fish consumption has increased in 2016 with 43 kilograms per capita, compared to the previous year with only 36 kilograms per capita. This, according to Minister Susi, shows the increasing fish potentials of the country. Health Minister Nila Muluk encouraged people to donate blood. In her remarks in the commemoration of the World Blood Donor Day 2017, entitled What Can You Do? Give Blood, Give Now, Give Often, Tuesday in Jakarta, Minister Nila Muluk stressed the importance of educating people about the importance of blood for people's life.
Darah ini bukan suatu bahan yang bisa kita buat. Ini adalah
blood is not a material we can make. It is a biological material produced by our own body. That's the problem. Nothing can make blood. And this blood is what we need. We thank the donors. And second, we still give awareness to the public how important to be a donor. These two points may be worthy of our appreciation in the World Blood Donor Commemoration.
Based on the World Health Organization standards, the minimum blood demand in Indonesia is around 5.1 million blood bags per year, or about 2% of Indonesia's population. While the productions of blood and its components currently reach 4.1 million bags of 3.4 million donations. 90% of the amount come from voluntary donations. Related to that, Health Minister Nila Muluk explained that the government made cooperation program between community health center, blood transfusion unit, and hospital in blood service to reduce maternal mortality rate. The program was established to ensure the availability of sufficient blood for pregnant women and childbirth. Currently, 2,394 community health centers in 123 districts' health offices have signed a memorandum of understanding with blood transfusion unit and hospital. Indonesia becomes the guest on the prestigious Arts and Cultures Festival, Europhalia Festival, on October 10, 2017 until January 21, 2018 in 8 countries in Europe. The festival is part of cultural diplomacy to introduce Indonesian cultural diversity to the world, which is tolerant, democracy and modern, but still uphold culture and arts meaning. Indonesian various cultures through the medias of movement, sound, installation or artifacts will be displayed in the festival, which will be held in 8 European countries. One thing that will be displayed in the festival is archival exhibitions. In a press briefing that was held at the National Museum Jakarta on Tuesday, July 11, 2017, member of the expert team of Europhalia, Singgih Tri Sulistiono, explained that Indonesia has been known as the maritime country since the beginning. The maritime culture product that has high value of arts will be displayed in the archival exhibition.
Memang Indonesia ini kan sebagai satu bangsa yang mungkin tidak ada duanya di dunia.
Indeed, Indonesia is a nation without comparison in the world. It means that since the beginning, Indonesia has been known as a maritime country. Diaspora or migration of the Austronesias ancestor from Southeast Asia only use small boat discover not only to Indonesia but also to another parts of the world. Indonesian ancestor diaspora in 3000 BC before Christ was the most spectacular human in the world.
Pada zaman pramodern.
Singgih Tri Sulistiono further explained, the archival exhibition shows Indonesian maritime culture, shipping technology, navigation knowledge, and tradition diversities. Several items that will be displayed in the exhibitions represent Indonesian four periods of history. Cultural products that will also be displayed, namely Ganesha artifacts, Pade Wakang boat, also ancient historical products such as Nekara, drum, and bronze. According to Singgih, almost all arts and cultural products in Indonesia are the exchange products that shows Indonesia as an open nation. The last item. Indonesia is a guest country at the prestigious cultural art festival, the Europhalia Festival, on October 10, 2017 to January 21, 2018 in 8 European countries. In a press briefing held at the National Museum in Jakarta on Tuesday, July 11, 2017, Europhalia Scientific Expert Team member Idam Setiadi explained that the Europhalia Festival is one of the efforts of cultural diplomacy in nurturing relations between Indonesia and Europe. According to him, through this festival, Indonesia will show its vision. In this festival, Indonesia not only show the beauty of Indonesia, but also thoughts and ideas from Indonesia to be displayed.
Yang menarik di mereka sebetulnya hal-hal yang menjawab pertanyaan-pertanyaan yang mereka.
The interesting thing for them is actually the things that answer their questions about diversity. Indonesia is more diverse than the countries in Europe. How to maintain the integrity of a diverse country? It is such questions that want to be answered not only through exhibitions but also various artistic performances, discussions, and others.
Pertunjukan seni, ada diskusi, dan lain-lain.
Idam Setiadi further explained Indonesia's diversity will be displayed through 400 artifacts to be brought there. The collection is the result of an agreement between the Reufelian and the Indonesian curator. The exhibition of ancestors became one of the main focuses that will be brought to the Europhalia Festival. The ancestors exhibitions displays the diverse ways in which Indonesian society perceives ancestors. Various traditions such as carnival, homecoming, and nyadran will also be displayed in Europe. Artifacts brought from a collection of museum nationals, Sumatra, Papua, and so forth. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled OIC Ministerial Conference in Ivory Coast. Ivory Coast, a country in Western Africa, hosted the 44th Ministerial Conference of the Organizations of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, on July 10th and 11th, 2017. The event in Abidjan, the capital of Ivory Coast, took place amid some conflicts that have been happening lately in the world. The theme was Youth, Peace and Development in the World of Solidarity. Why this theme discussed in this conference? OIC members agree that the role of youth is very important in facing challenges in today's world and the future, such as threat of extremism in various countries, terrorism and radicalism. What to do so that youth do not get caught up in the things that destroy the future of human civilization? Education is considered as a solution to combat these three issues, along with the cultivations of tolerance values, mutual respect, and respect for peace. In addition, the conference also discussed the Palestinian issue, the OIC Action 2020 program, and the Muslim minority. Other issues discussed were human rights and humanity, as well as issues of trade and information technology. The Ministerial Conference of the Organizations of Islamic Cooperation, as an annual forum of OIC member states' foreign ministers to review the progress of policy implementation set out in the summit of heads of member states. At the meeting in Abidjan, Indonesia raised the issues of OIC contact group on peace and conflict resolution. Indonesia is using this forum to encourage the resolving of ongoing conflicts, especially in the Middle East. Indonesia's Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi said the solution proposed by Indonesia in this forum is to encourage OIC member states to unite and to open themselves to dialogue to solve problems in the Middle East. Indonesia also emphasized the importance of cooperation to solve the problem down to its root. Hopefully, what Indonesia proposes can be realized in the forms of problem resolution. Hopefully, this meeting is not merely a variety of narratives and discourses that do not contribute to the settlement, whether in countering terrorism, decreasing the level of radicalism as well as extremism. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dinu Graha. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with July 12, 1947, the Indonesian National Cooperative Day. Cooperative was introduced in Indonesia by R. Arya Wiryatmaja in Purwokerto, Sentra Jawa in 1896. He established a credit cooperative with the aim of helping people heavily in debt with loan sharks. The cooperative then grew rapidly and eventually imitated by Budi Utomo and Islamic trade unions. In 1942, Japan occupied Indonesia. Japan then established a cooperative called Kumiyai. After Indonesian independence on July 12, 1947, the cooperative movement in Indonesia held the first cooperative congress in Tasikmalaya, West Java. The date was then designated as the Day of Indonesian Cooperatives. On July 12, 1975, the National Monument was officially opened. The National Monument, or popularly called Monas, is a 132-meter memorial monument which was established to commemorate the resistance and struggle of the Indonesian people to seize independence from the Dutch East India's colonial government. The construction of the monument began on August 17, 1961 under the President Sukarno's order and was opened to the public on July 12, 1975. The monument was crowned with gold-plated flames symbolizing the spirit of a burning struggle. The National Monument, Monas, is located right in the middle of Merdeka Square, Sentra Jakarta. The monument and museum are open every day. We conclude today's segment of Today in History with an event which occurred on July 12, 1990, the beginning of the Soviet Union's downfall. Exactly 27 years ago, Boris Yeltsin chose to withdraw from the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Yeltsin's decline is a disaster because after he stepped back, the destruction of the superpower country began. The beginning of Yeltsin's retreat from the Communist Party was the re-election of Mikhail Gorbachev as the leader of the party, which in fact led directly to the Soviet Union. Gorbachev's re-rise was not only opposed by Yeltsin, but criticism also came from the sympathizers of the Communist Party line. The criticism of the Communist Party cadre and Yeltsin to Gorbachev was actually different. Yeltsin wanted total democracy and transform the communist system in the Soviet to a multi-party system, while hardline sympathizers rejected Gorbachev for his poor political and economic policies. Seeing the onslaught, Gorbachev finally chose to resign from his post. In December 1991, Gorbachev officially left the president's position. Automatically, shortly after the announcement of his resignation, the Soviet Union was officially dissolved. After the Soviet collapse, Boris Yeltsin was elected as the first president of Russia and ruled from July 10, 1991 to December 31, 1999. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome to Void Green. Today we'll talk about the World Heritage Committee maintaining Sumatra tropical rainforest on the World Heritage List in danger. The 41st Assembly of the World Heritage Committee issued a decision to maintain Sumatra's tropical rainforest heritage on the World Heritage List in danger. The decision was set because the rainforest is still threatened. The founder and director of the Orangutan Information Center, Panut Hadisiswoyo, said in a written statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Saturday, July the 8th, that the World Heritage Committee made sure to take decisive action to overcome the threat facing the world's rainforests. Panut Hadisiswoyo said that the Information Center highly appreciates the committee's stance to defend the World Heritage Site, the Sumatra rainforest on the World Heritage List in danger. Therefore, the destruction caused by illegal activities still continues today. Panut Hadisiswoyo, who became a spokesperson for civil society at the World Heritage Committee meeting, also welcomed the Indonesian government statement to abolish plans for developing geothermal projects in the territory of the World Heritage Site. Therefore, he is ready to work together to protect the rainforest with alternative development to keep maintaining the Loser ecosystem well while securing the integrity of the World Heritage Site. Sumatra's tropical rainforest was proposed by the Indonesian government as the World Heritage Site in 2004. The Sumatra's tropical rainforest heritage, including lowland rainforest and peatland around the Loser ecosystem, are the only place on Earth where orangutans, rhinoceros, tigers, and the Sumatran elephants live together in the wild. In addition, the area is also an important source of water and livelihood for millions of people. In 2011, the region was included in the World Heritage List in danger due to illegal logging, hunting, oil palm expansion, and intact rainforest fragmentation for new roads. Since then, other threats have emerged, including a flood Aceh layout plan, the plan for construction of 3 hydropower dams, and a copy geothermal project that could potentially destroy the heart of the world's tropical forest sites. The 41st session of the UNESCO World Heritage Committee was held in Krakow, Poland, from July 2 to 12, 2017. About 1,000 participants attended the hearing. Key speakers at the hearing included UNESCO's Director General Irina Bokova, UNESCO Executive Council Chairman Michael Werps, Krakow Mayor Jacek Majkowski, and Chairman of the World Heritage Committee Jacek Purchla. Well, listener, that was the Voigrin.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Intolerant actions that leads to radicalism actions has distracted sense of nationalism in the social life in Indonesia recently. The plenary sessions of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Tuesday approved the draft state budget of 2018. Anti-Violence Against Women of the National Commission has reviewed several discriminative policies that gives bad effect to women and also to the state management and national consensus. The low number of blood donors in Indonesia has come to the government's attention. Health Minister Nila Muluk encouraged people to donate blood. Indonesia becomes the guest on the prestigious arts and culture festival, Europhilia Festival, on October 10, 2017 until January 21, 2018 in 8 countries in Europe. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Niko Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will introduce you to tourism objects in South Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listeners, now South Sulawesi has a new tourism object which has been hit recently. Rocky Rock Cliff, combined with a clear river flow, is the main attraction of this tourist destination. This tourism object is located in Baru Regency. Local people call it Murung Fortress, but it's more popular with the name Celebes Canyon. Listeners, Celebes Canyon is a tourism object which presents the beauty of nature of South Sulawesi. Earlier, this place was not quite popular because not many tourists came to the canyon. But now the Celebes Canyon becomes popular destination because tourists who have visited this place often upload the beauty of Celebes Canyon through social media. Here, they can enjoy waterfall, which is decorated with exotic rocks around the area. Besides, at this place, tourists can also set a tent to enjoy sky at night and the sound of water gurgling. Listeners, Celebes Canyon is not fully opened to be tourism object destination. Because of that, there is no facility such as toilet and restaurant. So if you want to visit this place, please bring your own food and beverage. And do not forget to bring back your garbage, because at the location of tourism object, there is not trash can yet. Listeners, Celebes Canyon is located at Liburong Village, Ternate Riaja Sub-District, Baru Regency, South Sulawesi Province. To go to the canyon is not quite difficult. From Makassar City to Baru Regency, visitors can pass through Maros Regency. Then the trip is continued to Baru Regency through Jalan Pangkajene until Ternate Riaja, Liburong Village. Arriving at Liburong Village, there is a signboard to the location. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. This segment is cooperation between RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency and the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today, we feature a topic entitled Berbelanja Keperluan Sekolah, which in English means shopping for school equipment. Stay tuned. First, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say it twice and slowly, and you can repeat after me. Berbelanja. Berbelanja in English, to shop. Baju seragam sekolah. Baju seragam sekolah. School uniform. Di pojok sebelah kanan. Di pojok sebelah kanan. In English, on the right corner. Perlengkapan sekolah. Perlengkapan sekolah. In English, school equipment. Melihat-lihat. Melihat-lihat. In English, to look. Membeli. Membeli. In English, to buy. Baju olahraga. Baju olahraga. In English, sport suits. Baju pramuka. Baju pramuka. In English, scout uniform. Topi pramuka. Topi pramuka. In English, scout hat. Persediaan. Persediaan. In English, stock. Sudah terjual habis. Sudah terjual habis. In English, already sold out. Sayang sekali. Sayang sekali. In English, it's a pity. Warna putih. Warna putih. In English, white. Ukuran sedang. Ukuran sedang. In English, medium size. Beruntung. Beruntung. In English, lucky. Discount. Discount. In English, discount. 20%. 20%. In English,
20%. Minggu ini. Minggu ini. In English, this week. Harga. Harga in English, price. 100.000 rupiah. 100.000 rupiah. In English, 100.000 rupiah. Now I'll give you an example of conversation entitled Berbelanja Keperluan Sekolah, which in English means shopping for school equipment. As usual, I'll say the sentence twice and slowly. You can repeat after me. The conversation is between shopkeeper and buyer. A. Shopkeeper. Maaf, Anda sedang mencari apa? Maaf, Anda sedang mencari apa? In English, excuse me, what are you looking for? B. Buyer. Saya mencari baju seragam sekolah. Saya mencari baju seragam sekolah. In English, I'm looking for school uniforms. Shopkeeper, di pojok sebelah kanan, Bu. Di pojok sebelah kanan, Bu. In English, at the right corner, ma'am. Kami mempunyai berbagai perlengkapan sekolah. Kami mempunyai berbagai perlengkapan sekolah. In English, we have variety of school equipments. B. Buyer. Saya mau lihat-lihat dulu. Saya mau lihat-lihat dulu. In English, I want to look first. Shopkeeper, silakan memilih apa yang Anda butuhkan. Silakan memilih apa yang Anda butuhkan. In English, please choose anything you need. B. Buyer, saya mau membeli baju seragam, baju olahraga, baju pramuka, dan topi pramuka. Saya mau membeli baju seragam, baju olahraga, baju pramuka, dan topi pramuka. In English, I want to buy school uniform, sport suits, scout uniform, and scout hats. Shopkeeper, maaf Bu, topi dan baju pramuka sudah tidak ada. Maaf Bu, topi dan baju pramuka sudah tidak ada. Sorry ma'am, the scout hat and uniform have not already available. Persediaan kami sudah terjual habis minggu lalu. Persediaan kami sudah terjual habis minggu lalu. Our stocks have been sold out last week. B. Buyer, kalau begitu saya ambil baju olahraga warna putih ukuran sedang. Kalau begitu, saya ambil baju olahraga warna putih ukuran sedang. So, I take the white sport suit of medium size. Shopkeeper, beruntung sekali minggu ini baju olahraga sedang diskon 20%. Beruntung sekali minggu ini baju olahraga sedang diskon 20%. In English, fortunately, this week we have 20% discount for sport suits. B. Buyer, wah, itu keberuntungan saya. Wah, itu keberuntungan saya. In English, that's my luck. A. Shopkeeper, harganya 100.000 rupiah sudah termasuk diskon. Harganya 100.000 rupiah sudah termasuk diskon. In English, the price is 100 rupiah including the discount. Buyer, terima kasih. Terima kasih. In English, thank you. Shopkeeper, terima kasih kembali. Terima kasih kembali. In English, you're welcome. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully,
It can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week and sampai jumpa.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia wherever you are, welcome back with me, Harnita, to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music. Today we will introduce you to Indonesian female singer, Danila. To initiate our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the first song entitled Berdistraksi by Danila. Stay tuned.
Itu kau bersamanya menjadi bulan-bulanan oleh perasaan ku diabaikan dalam sendu hatiku membiru terperangkap menggerutu menyalihkan peristiwa. Waktu itu kau bersamanya menjadi bulan-bulanan oleh perasaan ku diabaikan dalam sendu hatiku membiru.
Song Berdistraksi by Danila. Danila Jelita Putri Riyadi, known as Danila, was born in Jakarta on February 12, 1990. Since she was adolescent, Danila liked music. She was born in a family of musicians. Her mother is Ikarati Puspa, a jazz singer and recording producer, while her two uncles, Dian Pramana Putra and Henry Restu Putra, are musicians, and her grandmother, Sumiati Sutiko, is a kroncong singer in the 60s era. Although she did not take formal education in music, Danila claimed to have learned with various musicians she heard, like Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald. Her hobby in listening and singing various songs helped Danila to develop her musical ability by autodidact. The two famous world singers also affected her style in singing. This alto-voiced woman has an exquisite voice character, so it brings comfort to those who listen her songs. Nevertheless, Danila refused if she called as a singer or musician, because for Danila, music is just a hobby. She preferred to be called as a messenger rather than a singer. Listener, before we continue to know more about Danila, let's listen to the next song entitled Kalapuna. Happy listening.
Remang tiada
Ke alam buayan masih teringat jelas waktu kau hadir di depanku. Buayan, buayan, terpukau ku dibuatmu. Buayan, akan ku catat dalam.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.